From the ruins of Mosul, music has re-emerged. These are some of 40 musicians who make up the Watar Orchestra in Iraq's second largest city. Despite being banned when Mosul was occupied by ISIL, the melody survived. Turkmen, Christian, Kurd, Arab, Sunnis and Shias, these young men and women represent the diversity of Iraq. It's the first time they've come to practice in the destroyed old city. Mustafa's father was a blacksmith. Their shop and their lives were ruined in the fight against ISIL.
When I see the huge destruction of the city, everything has changed. So many collapsed houses. Now I see a different image from what I remember this place as a child. Coming here gives me energy and grief. We hope to present Mosul's heritage, its old songs and melodies.
Marlene's studying to become a paramedic, but her passion is music. She fled from a mostly Christian area near Mosul during the fighting, and now she wants other Iraqi girls to follow their dreams.
After the defeat of ISIL, the society is more open. Girls have a chance to work and to play music. My message to Iraqi girls is that whatever difficulty you face, and even the society is against you, confront them with the thing you love doing.
None of them is a professional musician, but in just a year, they've held 3 concerts, one of them abroad. More than 1,000 people turned up to listen last month. On social media, people from Mosul sent messages to those in Ukraine, assuring them, as they rose from the ashes of ISIL, Ukrainians shouldn't give up hope.
To be able to hear music amid the ruins of Mosul's old city feels strange, but it brings home the resilience of residents who say that despite the destruction and lack of help, they remain committed to bringing the city back to life.
Mahmoud is a self-taught conductor and the orchestra's maestro. He invited youngsters from all over northern Iraq, tested their talent, and then wrote symphonies. As someone who was born in the old city, he feels the cultural revival of Mosul is his responsibility.
I cannot describe my feeling when I returned and played in the old city. Despite all this, there is a hope of happiness that the city will come back. My favorite melody was composed while I was a refugee in Turkey. I completed it in Mosul and called it Ashes. Now it's played by the orchestra.
Much of the old city remains a ruin 5 years after ISIL was crushed here. But from the ashes, people hear hope of a future in tune with Mosul's former glory. Usama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Mosul, Old City.